one and made up our minds to go and catch the train, to go to the town to buy some clothes for our little Billy and Jane. But when we got to Rowland's Gill, the morning train was gone, and there wasn't any man to go that way till 15 minutes to one. And so I said to our nan, it's a long way to go, and I said to her face, she was vexed. She said, never mind, we've got plenty of time, we'll stop and go in with the next. And she gave a bit smile when I spoke up and said, there's a public house along here, we'll go along there and we'll get ourselves warm with a glass of the best bit of beer. Now Nan was in stout, she couldn't walk, she didn't seem willing to try. When I think of the trouble I'd with her that day, if I liked a good busted and cry. And it's a one and is a mazer, and a mazer she'll remain, so long as I live I'll never forget the day we lost the train. Away we went to the public house, and before we got to the door, she said we're gone into the parlour end, cos I've never been in there before. Away we went and we took our seats, and afore I rang the bell, asked her what she was gone into heaven, she said the same as yourself. So I carved for two jills of the best bit of beer, and she paid for them when they come in. But afore she'd swallowed three parts of our jill, she says, Bob, man, I'd rather have gin. So I called for a glass of the best Holland gin, she gobbled it up the false try. I said to her, now who's as good as a man, she says, Bob, man, I felt very dry. Well, I called for another that went the same way, and I said, that'll settle your thirst. She said about two, and I'm me better know than I was when I swallowed me first. And it's a one and is a mazer, and a mazer she'll remain, so long as I live I'll never forget the day we lost the train. She sat and drank till she got tight, she says, Bob, man, I feel very queer. I said, you've had 9 glasses of gin to my 3 jills of beer. She lounged a hat and then a shawl, hoid them onto the floor. I thought she was gonna go and rang of her mind, so I sat myself close to the door. She says, give us order, I'll sing you a song, and I sat and I glowered at her. I thought she was joking, cos I'd never heard one any sing any before. But she gave us a touch of the row and the good, as she pleased everyone that was there. There was nobody in but one nanny and me, but I laughed till me belly was there. She tried to stand up to sing the cat pie, and she fell down and made such a clatter. She broke four chairs, and the landlord come in, and he says, what the hell is the matter? He says to me, is this your wife, and where do you belong? I said it is, and she's tuna fit, and we're trying to sing a bit song. So he lapped his arms around her waist, trailed her out on the floor. Nan puss out like a dirty house cat, she was tumbled outside of the door. Why, there she lay lying, both moaning and crying to claim her. I really felt shame. I tried to lift her, but I couldn't shift her. I wished to have nanny at Yem, and the paperman said he would give her a ride if we hoisted her into the trap. She was that tight that she couldn't sit up, so I fastened her down with a strap. Still she wouldn't sit up, and she couldn't lie down, she kicked till she broke the conveyance. She lost her new basket, her hat and her shawl, that woman will lose in the train. And it's a one and is a mazer, and a mazer she'll remain, so long as I live I'll never forget the day we lost the train.